Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Dr. John Diamond. This is the show America Unhinged, where we are fervently patriotic and unapologetically Christian. If you are watching us live, then you are watching us on Brighteon TV. Please share Brighteon.tv with everybody that you know. A number of great hosts bringing you a lot of alternative information that you're going to need as the days go forward between elections, COVID, the collapse of the dollar, all these other things are just orchestrated to try to put you in a box and enslave you. But the first thing they have to enslave is your mind. And if your mind is free, then you are free. So we're going to be bringing you a lot of good information, a lot of good guests that know what's going on. So again, please share. Go to my website, AmericaUnhingedRadio.com. At the very least, download that free ebook, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Got a great guest for you today, and we're going to be talking a lot of what I just mentioned. So we'll be right back after this break.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Experts agree that cardio, muscle, and brain exercise are critical to overall health. But what if you discovered you were missing an exercise that the Surgeon General says was just as important? It's called Juvent. The first clinically proven micro-impact platform in the world. Juvent's clinically proven, patented technology discovers the right frequency of micro-impact for your body. Simply stand on it for 12 seconds and calibrates the Juvent to the uniqueness of your size and body mass.
Brought up the webpage here of the Juvent webpage so people know what we're talking about. It's a platform, it's a micro-impact platform. And I literally use it every day.
Knee pains and joint problems and back pains that they've seen resolve with using Juvent.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications.
Democrats are pushing a radical Marxist agenda, while weak Republicans let it happen. Do you feel helpless? Want to know how to fight back? Well, here's the answer. ThePrecinctStrategy.com is a free resource on how to become your local GOP precinct committeeman. Precinct committeemen help elect county chairmen, officers, and even delegates to the RNC. There are over 400,000 committeemen seats across the U.S. But what the GOP establishment doesn't want you to know is that 200,000 of those seats are vacant. We need America First Patriots to fill these seats. It's time to fight and kick the rhinos out. Help take back our party. You can make a difference. And PrecinctStrategy.com will show you how. Take action now. Be a warrior. Help save this great country. Visit PrecinctStrategy.com now.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The
Declaration of Independence proclaims God-given rights, and we intend to protect them. Working with people like you for over 50 years, preserving freedom and building a better tomorrow. Safeguarding the Constitution by limiting government power. We are restoring liberties, educating voters, and leading the freedom movement. Join with us. United, we will defend our rights. We are all Americans. We are the John Birch Society.
Welcome back to America Unhinged. Before we get started, I would ask you to go over to jbs.org and the New American and look at them. We need we need all the information sharing that we can in these critical times. So when people were wondering what's going on and what's really happening, we've got Bridie on TV, but we also have John Birch Society, which is basically an information clearinghouse for everybody. They've been doing this for 40 some years. They've warned for many years what's coming, and nobody wanted to believe it. So now our new motto is, do you believe us now? All right, so we just got to hope it's not too late. Ultimately, we know who wins, but the process of now and getting to there is where we need to be very, very active. So do want to remind you, Dr. Alan Keyes is available for speaking engagements. I've got him on the road for about a week and a half coming up here at the end of the month. So if you follow him on his show, he'll be probably live out of a hotel somewhere in Michigan. I got him on a long Michigan tour. So please reach out if you'd like to have Dr. Keyes speaking at one of your events. And then we've got him coming up here to Pennsylvania for several events. So I'm going to start off just reading one scripture verse. When people talk end times and people talk about the Revelation, Book of Revelation, there's a whole lot of Old Testament scriptures that really even never get mentioned in the mix. Well, I want to read you, if you get a chance, go and read all of Joel chapter 3 today. It's not very long, but I want to just read one verse from that, Joel 3:13, and it says this. It says, put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, go down, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. So that's kind of where we're at. If you actually compare that scripture verse to Revelation, say 13, 14, 15, that's what you're going to see is the fulfillment of that. But there's a whole lot of wicked people out there doing a whole lot of wicked things. And this is the time that the righteous needs to rise up and shine and be the loudest. And come together, not only in prayer, but in action. That's what the apostles did in the upper room. They didn't hide in the upper room and just pray. And, oh, Jesus is coming to rapture us out of here, right? They prayed. They prayed for courage. They prayed for boldness. And then they left the upper room. So we need both. We need prayer and we need action. Action without prayer is going to be powerless. And prayer without action is going to be inefficient for the most part. All right, because we are the hands and the feet and the voice and the mouth of Christ. And that's what we need to be out there in our communities doing. So I want to start off with a good friend, Jeff Richfield. He's doing a lot of great work. I mean, we could probably make this one of those 3-hour shows with what's going on and how everything that we're doing kind of aligns with each other. So, Jeff, welcome back to the program.
It's such a pleasure to be here, John. And it's funny, our names are similar. Jeff Richfield, John Diamond. So there's diamonds in my field, all right? And there's Rich in your diamond.
But I'll tell you what, I've been looking over your website actually since I've got the press release and then the approval and everything else. Man, I mean, what you're doing and what you're saying so aligns to what we're doing here on the show and what we're saying and the other guests. So you start off with that kindred spirit to begin with, but my guests know, or my hosts know, I got a book called An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice, and that's what we need. We need to cry out for divine justice, ask God to intercede in the wickedness that's going on. That's not something that's taught in the church, but you guys are actually putting feet to that. So tell us about what you got going on down there with Nashville and the Black Robe Regiment.
Come on, my brother. It all starts with the word. Yes, Bill Cook here's here in town. a great brother friend of mine. But it's funny, today is the 11th, and I go through a proverb a day. I just got to share this because today is the 11th. And if you read Proverbs 10 and 11, when the righteous prosper, the city rejoices. When the wicked perish, there are shouts of joy. And that's coming tonight because we're meeting downtown for Pray Nashville at the Plaza Mariachi, if you live here. And so Bill's going to be here with about 25 other pastors. And you know, the pastors are the shepherds of our city. And so the gatekeepers. And so we're going to step up. And we have over 300 people forming a prayer posse called PrayNashville.net. It's a prayer canopy to hold back evil. And look at verse 11 today. Through the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted. And so our mouth is going to speak blessing over the city. This is not a coincidence. God uses the word and then we apply action, just like you said, John. And without action, our faith is dead. Amen. Faith to me is spelled R-I-S-K. So we're going out on the limb, but God has already provided the way with his word, which is a sharp two-edged sword to take down evil. And just before we started, you said, if more righteous people would cry out and use the word, then the evil would be slain. Amen? So that's what I love what you're doing here, man. You are using the airwaves with the gospel to change history. And I really thank you for that, my brother. So yes, Bill Cook is here, and we're signing up a couple pastors, building relationships. It's not about the sign up. It's about the step up. When the pastors take their pledge, right, they take their pledge over the cities, and he's already got, I think, 200 or 300 signed up, that they're going to say, yes, we're going to teach our people about elections. Yes, we're going to hold them accountable and myself accountable with being a shepherd. What does a shepherd do? He contains his flock from getting outside the pen. And sometimes the sheep wander, but the shepherd brings them back in. And in the revolutionary days, this is what I love about Bill. He's inspired to share how the revolution was pretty much bought by pastors, won by men of God, stepping in from their pulpits out into the fields. Sometimes they were carrying weapons. Yes, this might become a physical battle, but right now we know it's spiritual, and we can keep on hitting with the hounds of heaven and breaking the evil powers that exist. So I'm so fired up today because it's 9/11, and I wrote a city on its knees, a song on 9/11 back in 2001. It's called A City on Its Knees by Jeff Ridgefield. We're going to use that tonight to shift and reset through the word, through singing and proclamation and shofars, and we're going to blast the devil out of Nashville. So look out, Tennessee, the volunteer state. Hallelujah.
Bill Cook's doing, he guest hosts periodically here on my show, and I've known him for a long, long period of time. You know, one of the most deceptive things is, you know, you walk through your churches and you see a picture of Jesus sitting down with a little child on one knee and a sheep on the other. And he's got his little, he's got his little hook staff. And that's the kind of image that we have of Christ. But I'm going to just, those who don't know or haven't memorized Psalm 23, I would recommend you do that. But it says, the Lord is my shepherd, right? And then we go to verse 4 and it says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The staff was the hook. It was to keep the sheep from going astray. But a rod was a weapon. It was used to beat off the enemies that were trying to come. And you know, the lion and the bear. Remember what David said? The lion and the bear, didn't get victory over me. So Goliath won't get victory over me. So the pastors don't understand. It's not only their job to keep the sheep in line, but it's also their job to beat back the wolves. And I know I was watching The Patriot with Mel Gibson. And that he came out, he was a Black Robe Regiment, and he came out and took off his thing, and there he is in a military uniform. And he said that it's not just my job to look after the sheep, but sometimes to beat off the wolves. And the pastors in this country better raise up and understand that, because there's a whole lot of evil people from the top down. We're talking G20, European Union. They want people dead, and it's our job to protect those sheep.
That movie was so prophetic. I love the one quote where the woman's in the church. Right. And the guy runs in to enlist people and she stands up. A woman stands up. It always takes a woman. It takes an Esther. Right. It takes someone who cries out. But she says, won't you even now, with all your belief, take that, stand up, arise up and go. Right. It's basically what she said. And everybody looks at each other like the men are like, I'm not going to be a coward. I'm going to stand up. And we got to turn from fear to faith right now. God is saying, turn from fear and take faith, because he's going to lead us with the shepherd's rod. And it's also prophetic, Psalm 23 for 2023. Check it out. I believe in the days of all, from September 15th to the 25th, we have got to get in with God into that secret place. Amen. And on the 25th, we're going to take communion in the woods in a property we have here called Eagle's Landing. So we built a communion table. We're going to have the shepherd's rod over us on the 25th, and he's going to give us strategy. He's going to lay out the next season for next year for pastors and churches. So I'm telling people, fast and pray on the 25th, even those 10 days. We're having cabins in the woods filled up with intercessors for 240 hours of prayer. I'm so excited. My dream is becoming live. So, wow, what a fulfillment.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't follow the Jewish feasts or no, but we're entering into the harvesting and the reaping season. I mean, of the last, you know, three feasts, basically. And it's a 15-day period. Of course, you probably know that. But I want to comment on what you said about that lady that stood up in the church. I mean, she got up and she basically called the men out, and she said, are you guys going to stop at nothing but words? You've sat in my father's kitchen and talked about tyranny. You did this. She called all these men out, and she said, are you going to stop at nothing but mere words? And then all of them stood up and joined the fight. And that's exactly what we need. We need to get rid of this cowardice that's in the church and this pietism. And we need to stand up, and we need to stand for Christ. We need to stand for his word, and we need to denounce and call justice on those who are trying to commit crimes.
Amen. Let me kind of share with you one other thing. For Nashville, there is a sect. There's basically an anointing of God on this city, because it touches seven states. So a lot of sex trafficking comes through here, believe it or not. But this is the month of harvest. On September 30th, Senator Pody has got a whole living tabernacle set up down at the fairgrounds on September 30th. So it's life size. And his idea is to make it like Kentucky, where the ark is, an experience of the tabernacle. He said, the king is coming, and I've got to get this tabernacle set up to win souls. Check this out. The next thing is Wow Jam is in town. Stephen Tavani and Linda Tavani are dear friends of ours, and they are in town. He's here today. I might bring him on. But he's got an evangelistic outreach that has reached over 1 million souls for Christ and won. And he's got a truck that pulls into town on the 30th. We're going to go to a park in East Nashville. We're going to fill it up with the lost and the least of these. And we're going to feed them, clothe them, and we're going to give them surprises and cut hair and bike repair. And it's going to be a day of fun. And then in the end, he gives the message with power. And people come to Christ. And then we baptize them in swimming pools. On the 30th of September, I'm telling your people, if you can get out here, you got to be part of that. Go to wowjam.com to learn more on that one. But yeah, this is a summer of harvest. The sickle is sharp. It's time to step into action. Because when things are at their lowest, and when that fear comes, and when everybody's doing stuff, our government's coming against us, we're going to shift things and say, we're going to hit the devil where it hurts and save souls. It's about saving souls. And check it out. Proverbs 11 says, he who is wise wins souls. Isn't that amazing?
So I'm glad that we got you on to talk about what that event down there. Now, the original reason that we got you on here was to talk about, you know, the economic system and currency and everything else. I've got a email from our founder here at Brighty on TV, Mike Adams, and the email, I'll just read a tiny bit of it. It says, a 9/11 special edition, the controlled economic demolition of America is now underway. So, of course, those trade towers were brought down with a controlled demolition. Too many people are too ignorant to understand that. I saw it when it was happening. I said that was a controlled demolition, but, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist when you say that. But anyway, it says, 9/11 style controlled demolition of the United States of America is collapsing the U.S. economy and thrusting cities into chaos and collapse. And this is exactly what they want to do. They want to spread this fear, because when they spread fear, then everybody runs to the government. Please help us, help us, help us. And then you're enslaved. Right. Is that the way you see it?
That's the way I see it. That God always has a promise. Even in Israel's day, when Egypt was on the run from Pharaoh, he had a way through the Red Sea, right? Mm-hmm. And it might not be our time, but it's his time. It's the best time. So I do see financial stress mounting up even more. I see sort of silo states, actually, because they're trying to cause division. So we have to have a safe place, a safe haven for our finances. So at jeffritchfield.com, we have some strategies set up. So that's why I'm so glad you have us on. But yeah, we're going down a funnel. Unfortunately, the leadership is unrighteous. And when there's unrighteous leaders, so goes the state. If you remember when Trump was in control, it says the violent man sees his riches. And he's got a violence about him. And that's why he's wealthy. Part of the reason, right? He has favor too. But when they put Biden in place, it took us down a terrible road. Money being spent, right? Trillions of dollars of debt. Now we're at 153 trillion and our assets are like 15 trillion. How can we get out of this debacle? It has to be a reset. So that's why they're using FedNow, I believe, so they can shift that to the Fed coin. It should be live by the end of the year. And so some banks are getting their communications in line. If you saw Wells Fargo about a month ago, they had an issue where people's money was lost. And that was when FedNow turned on in July. I believe that tied into the communications factor and how they could communicate, and some didn't. But who knows why they lost their money, and it's going to continue. But the one thing that's funny is that this thing, as we can see it in history, we look back, history repeats itself. And in Roosevelt's day in 1930, he had a bank holiday, he claimed. No more gold-backed dollars, right? So why can't Biden proclaim a bank holiday? This is what I'm saying, prepare for. So I tell my people to get 3 months of cash in their storehouse, in their locker, in their safe at home, just in case there's a bank holiday around the corner. So I'm tied into other people like the Goldback. You've seen these around, Goldback. Kevin's a good friend of mine. So we actually have gold inside these bills. This is another safe haven that we can give your people to talk about on jeffrichfield.com. These come in ones, fives, 20s, and 50s, and it's a way to exchange value for products. Now the owner of the store has to agree, but wouldn't you rather have a gold paper money than just paper fiat money? I would.
Our money is basically worthless. I mean, once they took it off the gold standard and it's not tied to anything, you know, where precious metals will always be, you know, something that is going to be traded. I've been talking to my church the last couple of weeks, and 2 weeks ago on Sunday, I talked about, you know, the book of Revelation. And I said, look, there's two things that we can agree on, depending on what it doesn't matter what your end time has to, you know, pre-trib, post-trib, any, whatever. I said, there's two things that we should be able to agree on. One, that there's going to be a one world government. And then two, there's just going to be some type of economic system in place where you're not going to be able to buy or sell. And that's one thing we've been trying to push back with the John Birch Society, is these central bank digital currencies, because, I mean, this is the way to enslave people. If the producer, I've been getting a lot of emails about this, but if the producer will put up that one article that I sent over, the G20 announces plans for digital currencies and digital IDs. So this is what they're going to want to do. And it's programmable. I showed in my class, I showed how the people that are pushing this says it's totally programmable. If they don't want you buying ammunition, if they don't want you buying this or that, they can do that. The thing that's really scary is it's almost like a concentration camp also, because they can basically program your money to only work within, you know, 5 miles of your house. So yeah. you've got a basically a concentration camp. I mean, look at what they did to the truckers up in Canada. They seized their bank accounts. They shut off all their money. You know, fortunately, they had cash, which is what, you know, you recommend have that cash on hand. But I mean, it is one of the greatest ways to control people. And I told them, if you go to work tomorrow, I got a alert on my phone the other day from my bank that said, sign up for digital currencies for peace of mind. And I mean, it is insane where we're headed with this thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's already happening in Australia. I've talked to some people where they already have this digital ID, where they have, and also China, and in certain places you can't buy without that digital ID. One of the biggest fraudulent things that happened this year was the FTX debacle, where they dropped the charges of Sam Bankman-Fried. I say fraud. Interesting. Sam Bankman-Fried. Interesting how the names of people actually conspire to be their legacy. Mm-hmm. Sad thing. But then Hunter and him got dropped, right? This was a hide future immunity. It should be apparent to even the feeble-minded in our country that justice system is set up to protect a uniparty looting operation that's existed for decades. And we got to shift that. Even the Ukrainian situation is used as a washing of America's corruption rather than protecting Ukrainians. I mean, all these billions of dollars going into a country, what's happening there, right? But God's working out something for the nations to get out from the ball and chain of government. And even when you say with these lockups, this digital ID, this CBDCs that are coming, God's going to have a plan for his people. He's not going to leave us despondent. He said he will never leave or forsake us. So we can count on the everlasting arms of God to hold us underneath. But we have to be in wisdom. We have to be reading Proverbs and the Word every day. You can't just get by with a nook and cranny and just depend on your generation or your tradition. We've got to have the deciding factor, that line of divination, which is the Word. And we have to be understanding the Word. We have to be about saving souls in these times that are perilous. We can't be chasing UFOs. We got to know the truth. Right? They're using UFOs as a distraction so we can get our eyes off the real cross. So I say get back to simple things. Go ahead.
Relationship and developing a listening ear, it is critical at this time. And I taught on this, and I actually sat down with my wife and I said, look, I said, you know, Joseph got a dream and said, get up and go to Egypt. You know, they're trying to, I said, if I woke up in the morning and I said, God says it's time to go, would you be willing to go? You know, Sodom and Gomorrah with Lot. Hey, God said to go. He's getting ready to destroy the city. You know, the son-in-laws didn't want to go. I don't think the wives or the daughters really wanted to go. But I mean, do you have that much of a listening ear that if God says you need to relocate, you need to go here, you need to go, do you even recognize the voice of the Lord when he's trying to talk to you? So that's what we all need to do. We all need to develop the time to do that listening ear, because you're right. He's going to be giving instructions on what to do, where to go, how to react. And mm-hmm. that's where our safety is. You know, the Lord is the shelter if we run into it. That's so, right. Man, we burned through that first segment real quick. We'll be right back after this break.
Experts agree that cardio, muscle, and brain exercise are critical to overall health. But what if you discovered you were missing an exercise that the Surgeon General says was just as important? It's called Juvent, the first clinically proven micro-impact platform in the world. Juvent's clinically proven, patented technology discovers the right frequency of micro-impact for your body. Simply stand on it for 12 seconds and calibrates the Juvent to the uniqueness of your size and body mass.
Brought up the webpage here of the Juvent webpage so people know what we're talking about. It's a platform, it's a micro-impact platform. And I literally use it every day.
Knee pains and joint problems and back pains that they've seen resolve with using Juvent.
Hey, Scott McKay here, Patriot Street Fighter. Just got done doing an interview here on Brighteon TV. I recommend anybody who does go to any podcast, go look for Brighteon. Brighteon does amazing work out there in the world. Of course, Mike Adams, there's nobody that comes in ahead of Mike Adams. Everybody else to me is second place because he's put together an unbelievable operation. And what he's doing to deliver his victories for humanity, business, otherwise, nutrition, supplementation, research, you're not going to find a better platform and better people that are on this platform bringing you the best in news. So make sure today you check out Brighteon TV, brighteon.tv.
Hello, I'm Dr. Hochsi. Men, when things hit the fan, don't be crying in the closet with your wife and daughters. They're counting on you to lead them and to be a man who's physically fit, mentally sharp, and spiritually strong. At the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center, this is what we help you become. God has given your body amazing restorative powers to heal itself. We're in the business of transforming lives naturally. We've developed an 8-point treatment regimen, which includes healthy eating, vitamins and minerals, and hormone replacement, including testosterone. Become the man God wants you to be. Our program for men will help you put a tiger back in your tank so you can protect your family during these trying times. Contact us at the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center for a complimentary wellness consultation. Get your energy back so we can take our country back.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Declaration of Independence proclaims God-given rights, and we intend to protect them. working with people like you for over 50 years, preserving freedom and building a better tomorrow, safeguarding the Constitution by limiting government power. We are restoring liberties, educating voters, and leading the freedom movement. Join with us. United, we will defend our rights. We are all Americans. We are the John Birch Society.
Democrats are pushing a radical Marxist agenda, while weak Republicans let it happen. Do you feel helpless? Want to know how to fight back? Well, here's the answer. ThePrecinctStrategy.com is a free resource on how to become your local GOP precinct committeeman. Precinct committeemen help elect county chairmen, officers, and even delegates to the RNC. There are over 400,000 committeemen seats across the U.S. But what the GOP establishment doesn't want you to know is that 200,000 of those seats are vacant. We need America First patriots to fill these seats. It's time to fight and kick the rhinos out. Help take back our party. You can make a difference. And PrecinctStrategy.com will show you how. Take action now. Be a warrior. Help save this great country. Visit PrecinctStrategy.com now.
Welcome back to America Unhinged. Again, please visit me at AmericaUnhingedRadio.com. Download that free ebook, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. God has a strategy of how we take down the wicked, right? And God taught about that in Psalms 2 and in the parable of the persistent widow, right? Get justice for us from our adversaries. And God says he will avenge us. So again, that's something that's not taught in the religion of nice that we call Christianity today. That's all Christianity is today. It's a religion of nice. It's not about truth. It's not about righteousness. It's not about justice. It's about nice. Let's just smile and be fake and phony and put on these little masks and act like we're good little Christians and we're too afraid to confront the culture, the society, right? Because many pastors are more worried about what their elders think or say, or they're worried about their job, or they're worried about the amount of money that's put in a plate. That's really the motivating factor for why the Christian church is in the condition it's in today. So it's going to take platforms like these. It's going to take churches that understand that, you know, the pastor understands I'm not a hireling, I'm a shepherd, and my job is to protect you and to protect you from yourself if that's what's necessary. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ did. So we're going to bring Jeff back onto the program. Jeff Richfield has got a great website. You can go to jeffrichfield.com. Jeff, welcome back to part two.
I love it, man. We're having a great day today. You know, all over the earth, God's raising up a new breed of wealth builders who can create wealth even in times that are trials. Mm-hmm. So I call them Godpreneurs. You take entrepreneurism and you take the word of God and you marry that together. So I'm called the Godpreneur guy. That's my YouTube channel. And God's using their wealth to shape the course of history without building a golden calf. Remember when Moses came down, the calf was being built. We don't need to go there again. But true prosperity, it's not about the toys and trinkets. It's about influence and impact.
Absolutely right. And that's exactly, I think I talked about that a couple of weeks ago when we talk about the parable of the sower and the four seeds. The first one doesn't get saved. Second one does and falls away quickly. But the third seed, the people that were so caught up in the cares of this world and the pleasures of the flesh and the deceitfulness of riches, you know, I got to have my two boats and my cabin and my vacation home, you know, and they're not even, you know, doing what they're supposed to be as far as tithing. You know, but I mean, I prayed that a lot for a long time. Lord, I would love to be able to just give away 90% and live off 10, you know, if that was the case. So, I mean, when you understand, when you got an eternal perspective on life, and that's really what you need to start praying, because I believe if you start praying in that factor and God knows you're just not going to use this mammon on yourself and just, you know, make yourself rich and fat and happy, I think those are the people he's waiting to bless. So if I can make the same amount of money I was before and live off the 10%, which is equal to what I had before, and I've got this excess, why would I not fund the kingdom?
That's right. That's right. It's about provision for your vision. And God knows everybody has something in their heart. He says he'll give us the desires of our heart if they're lined up with his vision, right? Not ours. We don't want to build our kingdom. It's God's kingdom. We are, you know, we're the ecclesia. We're citizens, which means God's governing body. So it's our time to shine. And there's no prosperity preaching in the Bible, but God is the Bible of prosperity. He wants us to be prosperous. He wants to bless us, right? So when people say, oh, that's a prosperity message. Well, so what? Jesus says, I came to give you life in abundance. And that's also riches and wealth. And even Solomon, when he was asked, what does he want? He wanted to have wisdom, and God gave him wisdom and riches. So yes, we need to seek the wisdom of what to do with the wealth. That's what I do, people. I coach people on the five pillars, which is faith, fitness, family, finance, and food. If you have those five pillars, then you're going to be a healthy believer. You'll be a healthy ecclesia. So that's what we're doing at jeffrichfield.com. And, you know, it's not about just doing it for ourselves. It's about building his kingdom. So I'm loving it. It's working.
One of the things that I just been praying about for years is just, you know, the manna for today. All I need is the manna for today, right? Mm-hmm. And if we have that and then we have excess, then you can give that excess away. So yeah. That's what we've been trying to do. Matter of fact, our ministry has been based off the whole fact, you know, several years ago, I asked the Lord, why doesn't nobody want to help each other? And he said, everybody wants to be Moses. Nobody wants to be Aaron and Hur. So he said, that's what I want you to do. So ever since then, our church and our class have been giving. I mean, that's not what churches oftentimes are not giving money to other ministries, but we find ministries, prison ministries or homeless ministries or women's pregnancy centers. We find people that are actually doing what Christ said to do, and we take our excess and we give that away. And since we have been doing that, we have been blessed above and beyond what we could even imagine.
So good. God never said he would give you wealth, but he did say he gave us the power to make it. Because we are the body now. He uses our hands, our feet, our body. We are the body. He told us to choose life too. And so many times I see people speaking death over themselves. And so a poor, woe is me, self-pity attitude. But when it comes to the subject of wealth, we need to change our vocabulary and speak the language of prosperity. And when you move into a new kingdom, you have to learn the new language, right? And that new language is wisdom first. Seek wisdom first, or seek his righteousness first. Then all the other things will be added, right? So he'll teach us, you know, what to say. And that's what I do. I coach people on the Godpreneur wealth factor. So in our system, what we do is we bring people in and we create a financial worksheet for people. Here it is right here. So it's a project. And you go through and you got your kingdom foundations, kingdom identity, your purpose. And we set processes. So I look at a financial worksheet. I see what you have in your hand. And I look at how we can multiply it. So we create systems that use blockchain, actually, to create systems of wealth that are called passive income streams. And so you can sleep and make money. And it's out there. It's technology at its best. And so we're helping change people's lives. Then I talk to them about the food factor and how I stay healthy. We all have to have a food hack in our life. How I discovered juicing that changed my life. If we don't have our health, nothing else matters. So let's get that straight, right? Then we talk about fitness and we talk about faith and family. So it's all in a building. We're building our ark. The ark is the abundance resources for kingdom living.
Exactly. And scripture came to my mind while you were sitting there talking the parable over in Luke 12, where, you know, and I think this is the kind of retirement mindset that we have in America. It said, I've done well for myself. I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry. That's the kind of retirement mentality I think that we have in America, is we work for so long and then we just sit back and coast. You know how many times I wished I was retired and had a pension or had Social Security that I could go out. I had the money now that I could work full time to fund the kingdom of God and to advance the kingdom of God and not have to worry about working 40, 50 hours a week. And I mean, so we've got to get our minds right when it comes to money. It's not there for you to just get fat and happy. All right. It's not for you to build bigger barns for yourself. God also doesn't want you to be, you know, impoverished that you can't help anybody. And we've got to have that balance.
Gotcha. And hey, I'm like everybody, I'm human. It's Monday morning. I woke up this morning with a little bit of, not depression, but like, okay, here we go again. I had to say, Satan, get behind me. Like sometimes you have to just shout, that's not me. I'm not going to live by my emotions. I'm going to live by what God says about who I am. And God says he wants people to prosper. And we got to get off our lazy bump sometimes and get out of bed and do what we know works, right? Create a plan and a vision, write it down so we can run with it. So I'm the guy who's going to teach people how to prosper. That's why I'm called the Godpreneur. And so I'm excited about doing that. I began a company in 2012. This is what gives me credibility. And I grew it from zero to $20 million. Just sold my roof company called Music City Roofers in March. Now I'm going full time into helping the kingdom to be planted. I'm giving back, you know, and creating prosperity methods. So the way that I became successful for prospering for the right reasons. What was my why? My why was to build the kingdom. It's less of me, Lord, and more of you. And that's what I love what you're talking about, too. But we are in a dire situation with our country, with America. So we've got to get the righteous in place with the right voting, which is actually this week. Your local government is voting in new mayors right now. And we have to really know who they are. We have to do some research, not just push the button for anybody. And so I'm telling people, look, the enemy will manifest in skies and strange things. It says about this in 2 Thessalonians. The coming of the lawless one will come with lying signs and wonders. For this reason, God sends a strong delusion to believe lies. And we cannot believe the lies right now. We've got to believe the truth. We've got to be on target with the Lord right now. So when the chips come out to buy and sell, we got to have a way, a different strategy. It's not like the government, right? Because they're probably going to offer free health care if you get the chip. We're probably going to offer, a pension if you get the chip. So they'll make it, you know, very lucrative. Maybe even some pastor will sign up for that. God forbid. I hope they don't. But we got to have an immunity to the chip system. And so God's going to reveal that through smart people who are entrepreneurial, right? Who are Godpreneurial. And so this world order, we don't have to follow it. We're going to follow God's order. So I say, let thy kingdom come, God.
And I encourage people not only go to your website, but click over and go to your Rumble channel. You've got a number of great interviews that you've done then, done over there about Amazon's palm recognition. And then one, you talk about the end of the dollar has become, prepare now. What advice would you give people when they start to see this economic collapse? How do they shelter themselves from this?
I give people three strategies. Like I said before, get 3 months cash supply. If you don't have 3 months, do what you can. Then also go out and get your food rations for 3 months, at least 90 days. All right, let's find a water supply. I have things on my website that you can do to get that. Then I've got hydroponics for food. We have an indoor tree. It's called a tree garden. It's about 5 feet tall, and it creates vegetables inside your house with some water. Simple tool you can use. Talking about supplements too. What kind of powders you can mix with water to live on for 3 months. If you had to use a powder, you can do that. Protein meal shakes. All right. So there are things out there that are simple and effective. And then Dr. Bartlett, he gave me the answer for this new COVID strain, which you said is not really a new strain. And it's simple. Get mouthwash, use it twice a day, and then get the over-the-counter budesonide to spray in your nose twice a day. And that keeps the doctor of COVID, keeps the villain of COVID away. So simple tools like that. And then talking about finances, it's about things like the Goldback we shared earlier today, goldback.com. You can get yourself some of those, and you may have your own gold resource too. I tell people gold is God's money. So we created a blockchain gold called GODL, G-O-D-L. And so we're using blockchain to produce prosperity with gold. So we're doing a lot of unique things at jeffrichfield.com. The most exciting thing is about those today. Today we have a city on its knees. Here's the book that I wrote on that. This was a 911. That was 20 some years ago. And it's basically 24 pastors talking about revival, reconciliation, and repentance over a city and what it looks like. You can get that on Amazon or at jeffrichfield.com. So we're going to get together tonight and have a canopy of prayer created over our city. And check this out. Other cities are doing it too. Now there's a WashingtonPrayer.net. And there's also, I think, one in Oregon that they just came up with. So PrayNashville.net is what that's all about. So we're building the bricks of prayer, because without extraordinary prayer, our country is going to go under. And we don't want that. God, Charles Wesley said, everything that God does is built on prayer. So we got to start right there. Amen.
And when you think about it, and again, I never tied, because I've done courses on Revelation for years, and then I've got my appeal to heaven thing. But a lot of people don't put that symbolism together when it talks about the censers or the bowls being filled up. What is that incense? It's the prayers of the saints. So as we pray, those bowls are being filled up in heaven. Well, what happens with them? He takes them and throws them to the earth. And that's where justice comes in. So we do have to understand how much, you know, the Bible talks about the bowls of wickedness are being filled up. The bowls of prayers are being filled up. Right. That's our part. We can either be filling up bowls of wickedness. We can be filling up the incense, which are the prayers of the saints. We can be filling that up. And that's why I would encourage people, because people will pray and they don't see nothing happen. Well, that bowl has to be full, right? Yes. So that's why it says there in Luke 18 to pray and never give up. Just keep praying, whether you see the result or not.
So we also provide on our website a place for safety for your money. And we teach people how we can legally set up in an island that is actually offshore. When you say offshore, people kind of get scared, but there's legal ways to do that. So we want to have a secondary option, because if our freedoms are taken away and we can't get ATM cash out of the bank, we better have another system set up. So we help people create that other system. And it's called an ocean island, basically. So the BRICS has met already. The BRICS is the Brazil, you know, and these nations that have come together to create their own money system backed by trust of gold in China. And so they have a digital yuan, right? And so it's going to take some time to get that together. I don't think it's going to happen overnight, but there is a lot of posturing with the nations that they don't want to do anything with the West anymore, because we took the SWIFT system out of Russia and they couldn't, you know, do their wire transfers. So what do you do when you're a police nation like America? You're going to get some pushback. And a lot of nations are coming together. Now they got the UAE behind it. They got Argentina is getting involved with the BRICS. So if that actually gets enacted with Saudi Arabia, that could be really detrimental to our dollar, because then the dollar bills will come back to America and not go where they're supposed to go. And that could create an implosion of our value system. And then that would be the new economy for the world. But then where's the dollar? Well, it could look like some of the other countries that have been devastated, like Ethiopia and these others. So we got to be smart and we got to be prepared and we got to be knowing that there could be a bank holiday just around the corner. I think it's called a September surprise. I felt in my spirit something's going to come right around the corner, around the days of all, because when the spiritual principalities are battling, the enemy's trying to get something done too, right? He's trying to emulate what God does. Just like the Holy Spirit speaks to each other for us, I think the new AI chip is going to be the demonic side of how he wants the Holy Spirit to be. It's a simulation effect, how they can control people with AI, with the FedNow coin. It's all about greed, control, and power, right, when it comes to money. So if you want to have a legacy, you've got to think smart right now and not do things the old way anymore. So this is God's new reset, not the government's. God has the final say. He will take his people, his sheep, through the pasture. And look, we pass through the valley of death. We don't stay there. So if you guys got some things that are happening in your life that are really detrimental and you've lost loved ones, I say, God, help us. But we can't stay in grief. We've got to get out of grief and sorrow, move through the valley, right, to the next place where God has us. So I do want to pray for everybody out there too today. And so I say, God, extend your staff for Psalm 23 right now, for 2023, and let the staff of God go over the people and lead the sheep through the pasture, God, to the safe, quiet places by the streams, by the water. But you're setting up a table in the presence of our enemies, and you're anointing the heads of people right now with the oil of joy, with the oil of prosperity and abundance. Give us wise ideas, God, in these end times. And I thank you for what John Diamond is doing in this ministry, Father God, for the call in his life. Continue to build it up, and let it go out across the globe in Christ's name.
Fact, and this is the people that I'm working with, the people that are proactive and not reactive. Too much of the church is reactive, and they don't understand that waiting around being reactive, it may be too late. You know, I give the illustration in my class, you know, if I warned you for 10 years not to fall out of the airplane and you fall out the airplane and you're like, oh, wow, he was right. And then you call me up halfway down. What do I do now? Well, you die. I don't know what else to tell you. You know, you've been warned. So you look at Isaiah and Ezekiel and Jeremiah. How many did they warn the people of you know, Israel that what was coming? And it comes to a point that it's too late. So we need to be proactive is what I'm really trying to get on that message. Right. We need to be the salt. We need to be the light. We need to be out there at the city councils and the school boards and the elections. And we need to be pronouncing the word of Christ. We need to be telling his truth, because it's the only way you're going to overcome the deception that's going to be so great that even the elect could be fooled. So, Jeff, we got about a minute and a half left. Tell people where to find you, please.
Yeah, I just want to share that with the shofar sounding. You are blowing the horn, brother. And right. I just love what you're doing, because that's the warning cry. It's the shofar. It's out there. So jeffrichfield.com is R-I-C-H-F-I-E-L-D. And I always offer your listeners and viewers, the first 10 people that text our office number get free consultation. So write down my number. It's 615-278-0663. 615-278-0663. That'll get you a free 45-minute consultation with your financial worksheet. I'll show you the strategies that are working for hundreds of other people to get them a safe harbor for their financial legacy. So love being on the show, John. You're an amazing guy. This has been great. And here's Bill Cook, just to say hi.
Hey, John.
Bill. Good to see you again. Looking forward to you. Looking forward to you to guest hosting the show again coming up. So keep up the good work. I got you next Tuesday, not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday coming on to guest host the show. So
looking forward to it.
Yeah, follow up with us and just let us know how your event went, or you can actually cover that on the show when you guest host for me next week. So love you both. Appreciate
you
all that you're doing, and we'll be praying for your event there in Nashville.
Thanks a lot. God bless you.
God bless. Hey, surprise guest appearance. I love it. That is awesome. Well, Jeff, keep up the good work. Let's stay in touch, especially if things go south like we think they're going to with the bank holiday. We'll follow up with some helpful words for people. So love you, brother. Appreciate what you're doing. In the end, we win. All right, my brother. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless.